ever had a total like now, like one goal in 13? You ever been there before?
Last year, I started zero goals in the first 20 games of the year. I scored my first goal in the 20th game last year. So, I don't know. There's hope. That's what I'm saying. No,
I guess my dad was one goal and 13 assists or whatever you've got.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That kind of lopsided.
Yeah, I mean, I always have more assists than goals. If I go back to junior, I was, you know, I'd get back. One year, I think I got 85 assists in junior at 1 year. So it's always been more of a passer. And obviously, I like you like to score goals, but I play with two great shooters too. So for me, it's almost like, you know, if I have a look, but I see he's open, I'd almost rather give it to him because those are good, great shooters.
Yeah, no problem. At this stage of your career, do you judge how you're playing by if you score a goal or have a point? Or
no.
Is it more about your all-around game and you're okay with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, all-around game. It's always been like that for me. You know, I just try to work hard and making sure I help the team win games. You know, if the team wins and I don't get points, it's fine. You know, I feel like I contribute anyway. So it's, you know, I haven't scored, but if I can get helpers and the other guys on my line score goals, I'm totally fine with that.
Bet you've seen momentum build in the last two games for you guys from a low in Nashville. How do you make sure, or how do you ensure that that happens again and you continue with that sort of same vein tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, we kind of changed our last two games in a way, like kind of came back to what we were last year, more of a in-your-face team, you know, finishing checks, dropping the gloves if we have to, with all these little scrums. You know, we're a big, strong team, and I think we're better when we do that and scare teams, you know, when they know they're in for a long night when they play the Jets, and we kind of got away from that in the past few weeks where it seems to be easy to play the Jets. But, you know, the last two games in St. Louis, if you looked at it, you know, there were scrums, we're all in there, and guys would get in their face finishing checks. You know, we had loose dropping the gloves, and, you know, it wears on teams, and teams notice that, and it makes them for a tougher game, and I think this is when we're better.
What about the little bit of time off that you guys have had? You had a day off after you traveled back, you played another day off yesterday, and I'm wondering if it's a little bit more mental than it is physical right now for most of you guys.
Yeah, a little bit of both. It was a long road trip. Mentally, it was hard, so it was good, like you said, to get the rest, and for the body as well, and you know, it's good to be at home now for a bit, and you know, we want to build on the last few games we've played, and like I said, if we play that way, most nights we're going to end up on the right side of the